Welcome back to the Deep Dive. If you've ever been part of a big project, you know there's this silent killer in almost every business. It's not a competitor. It's the risk hiding in a vague indemnity clause or, the confusion buried in a delivery schedule. So today we are taking a deep dive into modern document automation, DA, as it's called. And specifically, we want to look at why this technology has become, well, almost like the central nervous system for managing risk in an organization. Our mission is to look past the really obvious wins. I mean, the fact that you can cut drafting time is great, but we want to uncover the specific mechanisms that are turning contracts from, simple paperwork into real strategic assets. And we have to start with that initial nugget because it is so powerful. The time savings are absolutely real. I mean, sources are showing teams reducing drafting time by 75, even 90%. That alone is a huge reason to adopt it.
It is, and that speed is fantastic. It frees up so many resources. But if we connect this to the bigger picture, the real long-term value is actually in the shift of focus.
Mm-hmm.
The market has sort of moved past just making a flawed old-school process go faster.
Right.
Now, the goal is to fundamentally improve the quality, the clarity, and this is critical, the enforceability of the contracts themselves. This step up is what makes document automation a truly strategic tool for the whole business, not just the legal department.
But I see. So it's a holistic view.
Exactly. So for our analysis today, we're going to follow that whole contract lifecycle. We'll track it from the very first moment of data capture, what we call structured inputs, all the way to the end when that signed contract becomes a dynamic data asset that actually informs future strategy.
Okay, let's unpack that then. If the goal is a better output, a safer contract, it all has to start with better input. So when we're talking about document automation, what exactly are structured inputs? I get the old way, just typing into a Word doc with almost no control. What's the real difference here?
The difference is that you're forcing specificity right at the beginning, at the point of creation, instead of, relying on interpretation months or years later. Structured inputs are really the foundation for better contract outcomes because they require you to capture all the key details, deliverables, timelines, fees in these precise fixed data fields. You're entering data, not just writing prose.
Hmm. Okay, so it's not just text.
Not at all. And this is a really crucial technical point. A lot of older systems, they use tools like NLP, natural language processing, to try and extract data from old documents.
Which is helpful, but...
It's helpful, but it's still risky because NLP has to interpret the text. Modern automation, based on everything we've reviewed, insists on structuring that data at the source. You literally can't move forward without defining these parameters in a way the machine can understand.
So give us the details on that. For the person on the ground, the project manager, what metrics are we forcing the person drafting the contract to define?
Okay, so for every single deliverable, every milestone, the system makes sure four things are defined and really codified. First, who's responsible for the delivery? No ambiguity.
Okay.
Second, what specific performance standards or KPIs apply? How do you define done?
Right, the acceptance criteria.
Exactly.
No.
Third, when is it due? A fixed date or tied to another milestone? And fourth, how much gets paid for completion? Or just as important, what's the penalty for failing to deliver?
Wow. That level of precision, I mean, it completely changes the function of the document. The old view was that contracts were these vague agreements, almost written for lawyers in case of a lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
But this approach, it turns them into actual concrete plans of action. It's an operational blueprint for the managers, the delivery teams, finance, everyone.
Absolutely. And that operational focus has huge consequences if there's ever a dispute. Structured inputs basically eliminate all that. That low-hanging fruit of ambiguity that leads to arguments. Scope creep, disagreements, you name it. You've just removed the gray areas. It gives you a solid foundation for performance management and makes it much, much clearer if you do have to enforce it legally because all the terms are defined numerically and operationally.
I get the shift to structured data. I really do. But I have to ask, how do you balance that specificity with, the need for flexibility in a negotiation? Businesses need custom clauses sometimes. Doesn't all this rigidity just slow down the actual deal making?
That is a very valid concern. The fear that structure just means rigidity. But that actually leads us perfectly into the next layer here, which is guided logic.
Hmm.
The system isn't just built to be rigid. It's built for intelligent flexibility, but within very clear boundaries.
Okay, this is the mechanism I really wanted to get to. We have the structured inputs. Now, how does this guided logic actually prevent errors before they even happen?
So guided logic is basically the intelligent rule-based system that steers the user through the creation process. You can think of it as an automated compliance officer. It ensures every single contract lines up with your corporate standards, with local regulations, with business goals, all by giving context-specific guidance as you draft.
How does that work in practice?
Well, think of it this way. Your legal team, they load all of their internal risk policies into the system's rules engine. So let's say a contract template has three different indemnity clauses. The guided logic will dynamically select or show only the options that are relevant based on the data you've already put in.
Oh, I see.
So based on the jurisdiction you chose or the dollar value of the deal, It stops a junior person from, say, accidentally picking a low-risk clause for a high-risk multi-million-dollar project.
So it's actively protecting against human error in real time. Can you give me another concrete example of that?
Sure. Let's say a company deals with different state regulations. If the drafter puts the counterparty's location down as, say, California in Section 1,
right,
the guided logic can instantly trigger a check that overrides default clauses and swaps in mandatory California-specific language. Things like data privacy rules or specific employment provisions. But the really crucial part is the real-time validation. It flags things that are inconsistent or non-compliant as you type them.
So it stops you right there.
It stops you. If a user puts in a payment schedule that violates the company's cash flow policies, the system doesn't just warn them. It often forces an immediate correction or requires an authorized override before you can even go to the next section.
That is a huge structural change.
It is. It shifts risk management from something you do after signing to something that's proactive. It's mitigation in the moment.
That means the legal team is essentially embedding their knowledge right into the workflow. But let me pause you on one scenario. What if there's a truly new business opportunity? Something that needs a contract that falls outside the pre-approved rules? Doesn't the guided logic just become a bottleneck then? Reinforce inertia?
That's a sharp question, and the system has to allow for that. You need flexibility to stay competitive. The base systems handle this with tiered approval workflows. So if a drafter puts in a clause that the logic flags as a high deviation risk, say, They want to reduce liability far beyond the standard, the system doesn't just say no.
It does something smarter.
It locks that specific clause
And
then automatically routes the draft to a specific senior lawyer for a manual review with a big red flag on the deviation. So the logic manages the process of taking on risk, not just blindly eliminating all of it.
That makes perfect sense. It's like a smart triage tool for your legal experts. Okay, So let's move past grafting. The contract is specific, it's compliant, it's signed. What does this all mean for the business now? We're finally getting away from static PDFs sitting on a server somewhere, right?
Exactly. And this transformation, you could argue, is the most valuable long-term benefit of all. Because we forced that structure at the start, document automation turns these contracts from static text into dynamic, machine-readable data assets. And the business can now use that information for, well, for precise tracking, for financial modeling, for performance management, For real-time reporting.
So how does that play out for, say, a team managing performance?
Well, the automated systems give you this crystal-clear, real-time view into the status of every contract. Since we capture things like delivery dates and performance standards as structured data, the system can actively track whether each deliverable is being met on time and to the right standard. It's not passive, it's active monitoring.
Can you give an example of that?
Yeah, take supplier noncompliance. If a system is tracking a service contract and the structured data says there's a penalty for every day a milestone is late, The platform can instantly calculate that penalty, log it against the supplier's account, and even shoot a notification to finance to apply it to the next invoice. All from the data in the signed document.
And that kind of integration must make reporting way more powerful than just looking at a project spreadsheet.
Oh, absolutely. The data is instantly compiled into these detailed operational reports. And they go beyond just finding bottlenecks. They can use metrics across hundreds of contracts to find systemic problems, like cost overruns tied to a specific type of clause, or even predict which kinds of clients are more likely to breach terms based on historical patterns.
And I imagine this data has some serious forward-looking value too, especially for the finance team.
100%. By turning contracts into financial intelligence, the system gives them this incredible foresight. The finance team gets a real-time view into what revenues and costs are not just, you know, speculative, but are actual contracted obligations.
So it's not a forecast, it's a commitment.
It's a commitment. This dramatically improves planning, budgeting. It allows for more aggressive but secure financial forecasting because the data is verifiable. It's coming directly from the legal agreements themselves. It closes that gap between legal promises and financial reality.
That ability to predict revenue from contract data, that really is the definition of turning paperwork into strategic intelligence. So looking ahead, where does this all go? Where is this leading contract management?
The future is all about deep integration and the compounding benefits you get from that. We can expect to see document automation become just seamlessly part of the entire tech stack. It'll talk to your CRM, your document management system, your workflow tools, e-signature platforms.
The single source of truth.
A single source of truth. It removes friction and means data you enter once is just available everywhere. Seamless workflows across sales, legal, finance, ops, you name it.
And where does AI fit into this? We talked about the rule-based guided logic, but what's the next level that artificial intelligence brings?
AI brings adaptability and a much deeper level of analysis. So where automation gives you precision and control, AI uses that structured data as a foundation for much higher level tasks.
Like what?
For instance, AI can do advanced drafting by comparing a new draft against, say, thousands of your most successful past contracts. It can flag every instance where a new indemnity clause deviates from your standard template, give it a risk score,
wow,
and even suggest counter-negotiation language based on what's worked before with similar clients.
So it's not just preventing mistakes, it's actively helping you negotiate and make better decisions.
Precisely. AI can analyze obligations and risks across your entire portfolio of contracts at once, something no human team could ever do. Put together, these technologies create what people are calling a smarter legal tech stack that drives much better and more profitable outcomes.
We have covered a huge shift today. I think the key takeaway for me is that document automation's real value isn't just about speed. It's about quality. It's about using structured inputs and guided logic to get rid of ambiguity, to manage risk proactively, and in its ability to turn these static contracts into dynamic financial and operational intelligence.
And if you synthesize all that, it just means we're creating fundamentally better contracts right from the very start. That codified quality leads directly to higher quality, lower risk results that have a much, much greater business impact than just, you know, shaving a few minutes off drafting time. The value is measurable, it's quantifiable, and it's sustainable.
And that brings us to our final provocative thought for you to explore. Considering that contract data can now predict costs and revenues with an accuracy we've never had before, how might these tools fundamentally change the traditional relationship between an organization's legal and finance teams? If legal documents become the primary, most accurate source for financial forecasting, where does the balance of strategic power within a company really begin to shift?